Juarez is not on the list of cities featured in today's GeoQuiz. Okay, here are some of the cities around the globe we want you to think about.
We have Zurich, then Tokyo, Osaka, Geneva, then Oslo, Paris, Sydney, Melbourne, Singapore, Frankfurt.
Well, the list goes on, Perth, but the question is, what do those cities have in common?
Auckland, Vienna, London.
Zurich, Tokyo, and Geneva top this list. Here are some clues. The list was compiled by the Economist Intelligence Unit, and it factors in such things as currency rates, the cost of living, average wages, that sort of thing. Think you know the answer? Well, let's check in with the analyst who came up with the list. John Copestake is with the Economist Intelligence Unit.
Hi there.
He joins us from London. How did you come up with this list?
We have correspondents based in each of these cities that we survey, and there's over 130 cities. And for each city, a correspondent literally goes around to shops and takes down prices. And then we use that to build an index which compares the cost of living between locations.
Right. So what do Zurich, Tokyo, Geneva, Osaka, and Oslo have in common?
Well, they're the top most expensive cities in the survey.
It's kind of striking. There are two cities in Switzerland in the top 10. What is Switzerland doing right or wrong?
The fact in Switzerland that's happened over the last year has been the well-publicized decline in the eurozone. And I think that a lot of investors have been moving their currency out of euros and their investments out of Europe and into Switzerland. And the Swiss francs become a haven currency as a result. That really has caused a massive bump in the exchange rate there. Zurich went up 30 percentage points, which is 70% more expensive than New York.
It's interesting, too, that there are two Australian cities, Sydney and Melbourne, on the top 10. I'm wondering, is it a curse or a blessing to be on this list? Because we've heard from tourism officials in Australia say that this leads to high prices and nobody wants to visit us.
Yeah, I can see that point of view. I mean, it's a double-edged sword, really. I mean, Melbourne, for example, came out a recent sister survey as being the world's most livable city, and there may be some sort of correlation there. A city that, you know, offers great infrastructure or offers good investment potential in this respect is attracting people, and the more it attracts people, the higher the cost of living becomes, and that can drive things up. So in a sense, the high cost of living is cities being a victim of their own success.
Now, the bottom of the list, you could argue the least expensive cities, is equally interesting as the top of the list. You find among the bottom 10, Karachi, Mumbai, Tehran, Algiers, and Jeddah. Jeddah kind of surprised me because obviously inexpensive doesn't necessarily translate into lower quality of life.
Yeah, I think it actually does in a way. I mean,
really?
All of these cities feature among our sort of at the bottom of our livability ranking as well. One of the things that's interesting to note about Jeddah and the other Middle Eastern destinations in the bottom is probably that there are price controls that are put in place by, you know, the Saudi government, and these make prices much lower generally. I mean, the price of petrol, for example, in the Middle East is going to be much, much lower than it is anywhere else in the world.
Mm.
In addition to that, they tend to peg their currencies to the US dollar, and that's been a factor too.
Speaking of the US dollar in the United States, the fact that no US city is in the top 10 on your list, should Americans feel good about that, or is it a cautionary sign of economic malaise, do you think?
Again, it's a double-edged sword. I think that, you know, the fact that U.S. cities are featuring, you know, much lower on the ranking because of the weak U.S. dollar has made them more competitive. It might make them a more attractive destination for visitors. I mean, only 10 years ago, New York was actually number 7. Now it's 46th in the world. And it's now, you know, it's cheaper in New York than it is in places like Shanghai and Moscow. The interesting thing that really struck me was that now there are three cities in the United States, Detroit, Atlanta, and Cleveland, are cheaper than any of the 9 Chinese cities that we survey.
Wow.
And that struck me as being, you know, maybe the US could start to enjoy a competitive advantage over China in that respect. But I think I wouldn't say that it's a sign of a huge economic malaise. I mean, the US remains, you know, the world's biggest economy. And I think that, you know, a weaker dollar is not necessarily a bad thing in that respect.
John, what's the most expensive city you've ever visited, regardless of where it sits today on this list?
Copenhagen, when I first went there, I remember being very shocked by the prices. Actually, I was in Tokyo last year, and that was when it was the most expensive city in the world. You know, a beer would set me back almost £10 at the time. When I signed up at the end, it was £40 sterling, so that would be, you know, $60 or something, and we'd literally just had a couple of drinks.
John Copestake of the Economist Intelligence Unit, thanks for the list and for speaking with us.
Okay, that's cool. Thanks. Cheers.
Okay, so the answer to our GeoQuiz should be obvious by now. The Economist list ranks the world's most expensive cities. Several GeoQuiz text gamers came up with the answer quickly. Natasha in College Hill, Pennsylvania, Omar in Manhattan, and Michael in Portland, Oregon. A few of you also noted that these cities probably all have Wi-Fi, skyscrapers, and are impacted by global warming. True, true, and true. Thank you for the creative and intelligent answers. Any and all are welcome to play next time. Just text GeoQuiz one word, to 69866. By the way, you can keep an eye on the top 10 most expensive cities in the world. We've linked to streaming webcams in all 10 at theworld.org. But right now, it's actually nighttime in most of those cities. So while it's pretty darn cool, you should really try checking back in the morning.